Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's Destination Listening for dedicated golfers, and you found your destination. If you're ready, so are we. We do this for you every Sunday. Thanks for being the most important part of what we do here at Tee to Green. The gang's all here. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, the Duke, Robert DeCozis in Master Control, and we've got another big show for you today. Did you know that there is a ladies' senior golf tour? LPGA players 45 years or older can play on the LPGA Legends Tour. There are over a dozen events, including a senior LPGA championship and a senior women's U.S. Open. Their senior open starts on August 1st, and Lita Lindley, who finished second in that event a year ago, joins us here on Tee to Green today. We'll talk to her about her LPGA career and then transitioning into the senior golf tour. In the early 1980s, Nashville singer-songwriter Dave Loggins went to the Masters with a friend. He was so inspired by what he saw at Augusta, he wrote a song about it. Well, CBS has been using that song on its Masters broadcast since 1982. Dave Loggins. We'll hear from him today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know, I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and the Sirius XM app, the SXM app, where you can listen anytime, anywhere, any place. Tee to Green also stream live at sportsbyline.com. Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell teeing it up. Talking golf with Lita Lindley next, right here on Tee to Green.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. Nice to be back with you in Master Control. We've got the Duke, Robert DeCosa, and on the show today, I mentioned in the opener, going to tribute to our good friend Dave Loggins, who passed away on July 10th. Dave Loggins, the Nashville Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter who had a number of hits in his career, wrote a number of hits for other artists, and also, a lot of people don't know this, wrote the Masters theme song, the song that CBS is using on its television broadcast coverage since 1982, making it the longest-running sports theme ever. And like I said, unfortunately, he passed away July 10th, but he was on the Tee to Green a number of times through the years, and I went back and dug through the archives, and I found one of the segments that that he did with us, and we're going to reach back, blow the cobwebs off it, and play some of that back for you later in the hour today on Tee to Green. Have we found Debbie yet? Is Debbie there? Hey, Deb. Now, I guess we don't have Debbie yet, but our first guest is ready to go. And as I also mentioned in the open, she played on the LPGA Tour for a number of years. Now she's a member of the LPGA Legends Tour, which is the LPGA's version of the Senior Tour. And she's getting ready for a big tournament coming up real soon. We're happy to welcome to Tee to Green, Lita Lindley. Hey, Lita, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Where are you these days?
I'm in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, getting ready for the Senior Open.
Where's the Senior Open going to be?
We're playing in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at Fox Chapel.
Okay, and that's coming up just a little less than 2 weeks away, isn't it?
Yes, I leave next Sunday to start practicing over there, and the tournament's August 1 through 4th.
Yeah, last year you made a pretty nice run at the Senior U.S. Open, Women's Open. Was that your first one?
No, it was my second. I finished second. So I'm hoping for a first this year, but I'm off to a nice start with my first two Senior Women's Open.
Ah, okay. I just got word that Debbie is with us. Debbie, are you there?
I am. I'm not sure what happened there, but we didn't get to connect earlier. Lisa Lindley, I'm so excited to have you on the show. This is great. You're just an extraordinary person and a great player, and I'm excited to share your knowledge, your experience, your career with our listeners.
Oh, well, thanks so much for having me, Debbie. It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I just heard you talking about the senior U.S. Women's Open. It's the sixth staging is all set August 1st through the 4th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What has been your prep, especially after the last two and your first two U.S. Senior Women's Open? How have you prepared for this one?
Pretty similarly. I'm still juggling, you know, obviously motherhood and teaching and then trying to squeeze in my own golf. Luckily, things slow down here in the summer in Florida, so it offers me a little bit more opportunity to practice. But I'm battling thunderstorms just like everybody else in the area. But, you know, working really hard on my short game, you know, that can make up for a lot of things if I'm not hitting it my best. But, you know, just trying to sharpen everything up and, you know, working on my mental game and, you know, how I see myself playing, you know, as good prep for the Senior Women's Open coming up.
Well, help our listeners out. How do you, a lot of amateur golfers don't take the time to work on their mental game as much as professionals do, or possibly college players or very low handicap golfers. How do you specifically work on your mental game, especially with a big major tournament coming up?
Right. I try and tell all my students, it's really important, one, how you talk to yourself. You have to be kind. You know, how would you speak to maybe a playing partner? You certainly wouldn't be cruel to them. You would say kind words. And so I think it's always important to practice that. You know, this isn't something I'm going to do in the 11th hour. This is how I practice every day, all year long, you know, about my positive self-talk. And then really seeing myself having success. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about that sort of think box, play box, you know, visualizing good shots. But you know, it's important to visualize yourself having success, you know, hoisting that trophy, being open to that possibility and getting comfortable with maybe something that's a little bit uncomfortable or a really big achievement.
Lita Lindley, our guest from the LPGA Tour and the LPGA Legends Tour. Lita, you turned pro and started playing on the tour like in 1995. Has your approach, your mental approach and your philosophy changed any since then, or has it been pretty consistent?
No, I think a lot of things have changed for me in this season. You know, when I started, I was sort of, well, I've always been an underdog player. I don't know that anybody thought I would have the success that I did when I first started the tour. And, you know, I didn't even know what my journey would look like. I qualified. I was still in college finishing up my last semester. And I didn't know if my career was going to just be 1 year. And, you know, 1 year turned into 8 years, which turned into 10 years. And before I knew it, I, you know, had an 18-year career out there. But, you know, certainly I was a little fish in a very, very big pond and, you know, just trying to keep my head above water. And, you know, I took some time away from golf and started teaching. And that's sort of what brought me back to competing. And I do feel that I've dared to dream bigger in this season. I don't know that I allowed myself to dream that big before. So, you know, it's been sort of an exciting journey, not only for me, but, you know, for my students and what I try and teach them about dare to dream big. You know, why not? Why not me? Somebody has to win that tournament. And, you know, I certainly have the skills to do that. And I think it's important that I see myself having that kind of success.
Well, and you've also proven it, too, as you mentioned, the last two senior U.S. Women's Open. I just want to mention this. You came in second to Jill McGill, but behind you, third place, Helen Alfredson, and this is 2022, Katrina Matthew, and then just happened to be behind them, Laura Davies, Julie Inkster, and Annika Sorenstam. And those are three very well-known names on the LPGA Tour. And again, in 2023, you beat Annika by three shots. So you dreaming big, what a difference that made for you, Lita. Anything else to share on that?
No, I just, that's the biggest thing. You know, we practice our short game. Everybody likes to be on the range, but nobody works on that mental muscle, right? And making sure that, you know, again, that everything that we do is positive. You know, we see ourselves doing positive things. We encourage ourselves. You know, you really do have to be your best cheerleader inside the ropes, right? It's a really small circle. It'll be my husband on my bag again for the third time. He caddied for me for 17 years on tour, and I'm lucky. I feel like he's, you know, just my lucky charm. And also, it's just so comfortable to be with him. He knows me so well, so he's certainly an asset. So, you know, once again, you just, why not? Why not me? Somebody has to win that. And, you know, I think it starts with that dream and seeing myself having that success, you know, whether it happens or not. I feel like I've prepped mentally for that. You know, I've hit the balls, I've done the reps, and, you know, now it's about just showing up and, you know, just trying to play my best golf one shot at a time, and whatever happens at the end happens.
We're going to get into that.
And you
the
mentioned, oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Jess.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll get into the family side and having your husband on your bag for most of your career. But I had one other question about about senior golf, the LPGA Tour versus the senior LPGA Tour, the Legends Tour. For Lita Lindley, oh, I hear the music, so we need to take a break. We'll keep that thought, and we'll pick it up on the other side here today. Our guest is Lita Lindley on the LPGA Tour from 1995 on to 18 years, and now playing on the senior tour, the LPGA Legends Tour, prepping for the upcoming U.S. Senior Women's Open. She was a runner-up in that event a year ago. Lita Lindley, our guest today on Tee to Green. We'll be back with more right after this.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone, it's TD Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Our guest is Lita Lindley from the LPGA Tour, now playing on the senior version of the LPGA Tour, known as the Legends Tour. Lita, before we went to break, I had one final thought on the Legends Tour versus the regular LPGA Tour. Is it the same, only everybody's a little bit older, or is there a little different vibe when you're on the Legends Tour?
I think it's a little different vibe. You know, we've all established our careers, and I guess for me, for most of it, I travel by myself, so it's been a nice opportunity to get to know players in a different way that I didn't have the opportunity when I was on tour. My circle was pretty small. When you travel with your husband and two children, you don't have a lot of time to socialize. So I've really enjoyed this season and getting to know my competitors and friends much better this time around. So I would say to some degree we're still super competitive, but I can also, you know, I think that we all encourage each other and can celebrate the great golf that everyone is playing.
Well, Lita, speaking of your family, first, you know, it's great that you were able to have children, you know, kind of like a Nancy Lopez having children and come back and having an incredible career. Your first win came after you had two children, one in 2004, one in 2006, a boy and then a girl. You know, what was that like juggling? I think our listeners can understand when there's a very busy schedule and having family and career to juggle. What was that like for you as a professional golfer?
I mean, it was a great season, certainly, and, you know, I have to give my husband a lot of credit because I absolutely know I would not have been able to do it on my own. I mean, he's literally the right half of me. You know, we had a great system. You know, he would drop me off at the golf course, take the kids to daycare, come back, loop for me, drop me off for, you know, some workout in the trailer and lunch, and he'd go get the kids and I'd be practicing. He'd help me get them ready for bed, so I know for sure I wouldn't have had the success that I did if it hadn't been for my husband who made that all possible. And we were lucky enough to have a great daycare on tour. Smucker's at the time was sponsoring that. And so it made it feasible to, you know, continue having a career after having children and sort of have it all. So I did enjoy a lot of success after having kids. I think they put my golf a little bit more in perspective that, you know, I didn't live and die by my golf ball as much.
Well, Lita, many women can't play golf with their husband. You know, they call it at country clubs the divorce open. How was it that you and your husband had such a relationship that you were able to have him caddy for you during your career?
You know, I don't think it would work the other way around. I don't think I can caddy for Matt, but it certainly works when he's caddying for me. He just knows me so well, and he is my best friend. He's a great cheerleader. You know, I first met Matt when I was 19 years old, and, you know, so we've been on this crazy journey together, and I know that nobody wants it more for me, you know, than he does. He's such a great cheerleader, and he's super positive, and, you know, I've had some other caddies on my bag over the years. He took a year off, and, you know, I always come back to Matt. You know, when he came back in this season, the caddy for me at the Open, I said, it's like putting on your most favorite comfortable sweater. And, you know, having a cup of coffee, it's just like, it's just, we just pick up right where we left off, and it's so comfortable for me. We haven't skipped a beat by any means.
How old are your kids now, and are they all going to be in Pittsburgh for the Senior Open?
My son is going to be in Pittsburgh. He is 20, and my daughter is going to be 18 right after the Open. So we're almost there, light at the end of the tunnel, but Cole's very excited to come and watch us play in Pittsburgh. He so badly wants to caddy in the open. And I said, well, one day, maybe when your dad isn't able to, but for now, as long as he's able-bodied, your dad gets that bag. But Cole's really excited to come and cheer us on in Pittsburgh.
What do you think about Joanne Carter, the great Joanne Carter, nicknamed Big Mama for so many years, Hall of Famer, incredible person, still out there in her 80s playing this game and going to tee it up this year?
I get pretty emotional seeing her. I still remember the first one. I wasn't eligible for it, and listening to her speech, and, you know, I got very teary-eyed and emotional for these women who fought so hard to have this championship for us. And I think when we played in Ohio, she thought that was going to be her last one, and I missed getting a picture with her, and I was really upset about that. And then I was thankful that she came back and played at Waverly, and I made sure I got a picture with Big Mama last year, and I'm thrilled that she's going to be there again this year. She's an amazing champion. And I'm glad that, you know, she's continuing. And she works hard, let me tell you. She doesn't just dabble in this. She's prepping. She wants to play well at Fox Chapel. So I have no doubt that she's out there grinding it away in the heat just like I am.
Lita Lindley came out of the University of Arizona, first year on the LPGA Tour was 1995. Lita, your first LPGA Tour win didn't happen until 2008, 295 tour starts without a victory, until you broke through at the Corning Classic. What was that like, and was there ever some frustration, or what was it like going all that time before you got your first win?
Well, I mean, let's be honest, we lose more than we win, so you kind of have to set those smaller goals and hang on to those little successes until it can carry you through to your victory. So I don't know that I was ever discouraged. I just kept plugging along, knowing that if I put in the hard work and started and was seeing improvement, that, you know, eventually maybe this would happen for me. But it was really after having kids and seeing that my life was so much more than my golf that freed me up to enjoy the game a little bit more and not worry so much about the results. Whatever happened at the end of the day, if I shot 80, I would come home and my kids didn't care. You know, they love me either way. So I really do feel like I played my best golf after having children. And then Corning was just amazing. I mean, it lined up. My kids were there. My husband was on the bag. I won in a playoff against a great champion, Zhang Zhang. Made birdie in the first playoff hole. So I don't think I could have scripted that victory any better. It's something super special to me and obviously the highlight of my career to date. And, you know, I'm just happy that my family was there to share it with me.
I love that you said to date, especially with the big event coming up. You know, you mentioned later putting golf in perspective for you. You know, with the Olympics coming up, so much talk around Simone Biles, the mental health, and what we heard from Lexi and the pressure that she has felt, the unfortunate situation in the PGA Tour. There's much talk around that. You know, before your shift of having kids, what were the mental challenges of a professional athlete and, with the Olympics coming up, Olympic athletes?
I think in some ways it was a little different then. We didn't have all the social media, and people can be very unkind publicly. So any pressure that I felt was maybe more on myself and not necessarily the outside pressure. I do think that you have to try and keep it in perspective and realize that this is a sport and just what we do. It's not who we are. Sometimes for some people that's easier said than done. But I think you constantly have to remind yourself of that. But I do think that this generation of athletes, you know, we're pushed to put ourselves out there, you know, to build our brand, get out there on social media, be active. But then when you do that, you also open yourself up to a lot of trolling and possible negativity. You really have to be able to shake that off, or you know, maybe you don't read those comments. So you kind of have to find, the best formula for you. But it is hard to watch, what Lexi has gone through, and then obviously, you know, some other athletes. And, you hate to see anything like that drive somebody from the game. I'd like us to, you know, just be more positive in general, you know, and be kinder to those that are, you know, putting themselves out there and trying so hard to be the best that they can be. But, you know, it's hard. Golf isn't easy. You know, we see that this week just watching the Open Championship. Sometimes golf gets the best of the best players in the world.
Yeah. Lita Lindley with us. You had some close calls, Lita, in big tournaments. Second at the 1997 LPGA Championship. Fifth at the 95 U.S. Women's Open here in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor behind Annika. And then last year, runner-up Catrice Johnson at the Senior Women's Open. What's it going to take for you to break through at Fox Chapel in Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks?
Make some more putts. That would be helpful. I think it's possible. I do. I know it's possible. I don't think it's possible. I know it's possible. You know, I just have to play solid golf like I know I'm capable of doing. I think it's going to just, I'm really going in with the plan of just controlling, you know, how I think out there, how I see my shots one shot at a time and let it take care of itself. If I play the golf I know I can, I know that I'll have a chance to win that championship. Like I said, my husband's going to be on my back, and so I feel like I've set myself up for success. So now it's just a matter of just going and playing the way I know I can.
All right. You know the family's going to be there cheering you on, and you've got two more fans here at Tee to Green who will be pulling for you as well when you're teeing it up at the 2024 U.S. Senior Women's Open. Lita Lindley with us today on Tee to Green. Lita, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck to you next time out.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lita.
Thanks.
You're awesome, Lita. We have a lot more fans.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lita Lindley. Thank you, Lita. Thanks for joining us today here on Tee to Green. Back with more, including a tribute to the late Dave Loggins, when we come back right after this.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. Great to have you with us today. Debbie, you just got back from a trip. We're going to talk to you about that in just a little bit. But something I want to do this segment, I mentioned on last week's show, but I didn't have time to go into detail. Today I want to take this segment to pay tribute to Dave Loggins, who passed away July 10th at the age of 76. Did you know who Dave Loggins was?
You know, when you said his name, I said, I know a Kenny Loggins, but I tell you why I recognize him now. I'm an Ann Murray fan, and he sang a duo with Ann Murray that hit number one on the chart called Nobody Loves Me Like You Do, which brings us to golf as well. Ann was a golfer and introduced our guest a couple weeks ago, Sandra Palmer, when she was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. So it all comes back to golf, doesn't it, Jay?
Yeah, and if you're a golfer or a golf fan, you may not be familiar with Dave Loggins, but I guarantee you that you've heard this before.
Dave Loggins. I'm the number one man, I'm the man from Tennessee.
That was his big song back in the 1970s called Please Come to Boston. But that was not the only great song written by Dave Loggins. He won a Grammy for that. Lots of people don't realize there's a vocal version of the Masters theme song as well, sung by Dave Loggins. It's a great career that he had. And on July 10th, at the age of 76, Dave Loggins passed away. We had Dave Loggins on the show many times through the years, from 2007 to 2014. He appeared like five different times, and I went back this week and I listened to some of those shows, and I tried to find something that I thought would be appropriate and fit getting Dave Loggins here on Tee to Green for the tribute today. And I found a segment that we did with him back in 2009. Interesting story. We tried to get him on the show in 2006. That didn't work out because we couldn't find him. 2007, I tried again, and I worked on it for I decided to give myself a couple of weeks to try to track him down. And he's a tough guy to find. I called his record company. I called some producers that he worked with. I called a few other people in the business that knew him, that worked with him in the past. And everybody told me he's kind of a recluse. He lives up in the mountains outside of Nashville. He's got a home there and a recording studio, and he doesn't make any, he doesn't tour anymore, doesn't do a lot of public appearances. He just writes music, and he produces other people's music as well. But I kept calling and calling and calling. I started 2 weeks before the Masters. The first week didn't have any success at all. And the second week, right before the tournament began, I called on Monday, didn't have any luck. I called on Tuesday, didn't have any luck. I called on Wednesday, didn't have any luck. Most people I talked to said they hadn't worked with him or heard from him in a few years. So I told him, I said, well, if you get in touch with him, or if you should run across him, here's my name, here's my number, have him give me a call. But like I said, I didn't have any luck. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday came and went. And it was Thursday around noon or so. I was sitting home, and I was just about ready to give up on it when my phone rang. And I answered the phone. This is Jay. And I heard a voice on the other end go, Jay Ritchie? I said, yes. He said, Jay, this is Dave Loggins. And then I'll never forget what he said next. He said, for the past few days, I've been hearing from all my friends in the business on the East Coast, the West Coast, and everywhere in between that you are looking for me. And I figured if somebody's working that hard to try to find me, maybe I should give them a call.
And that's a great story.
That's kind of how things started with Dave Loggins. And it was amazing. We talked for a few minutes, and it just was one of those situations where you talk to somebody for the first time ever, but you feel like you've known them their whole life, and you guys have been buddies for your entire lives. And that was kind of how it was with Dave Loggins. And then we got him on the show a few days later, and like I said, I thought it would be fun to get him on to talk about how he wrote the song, how he started putting it together after a visit to Augusta. And that's kind of how it all came about with Dave Loggins back in 2009. As I said, actually, the first time we had him on was 2007, 2008, and then in 2009. And here's a little bit of that interview.
Respect you. You've got to turn your head some way. Mm-hmm. So I just told him that. I said, I can do this, and I can do it better than anybody. And I know it has to be perfect, and I'll make it perfect. He says, well, can you send me some kind of demo? And I said, sure, I'll have it down here in a week. And I took a big gulp. I didn't have anything but the chorus. So Ken and I, we flew out of there and went. I said, look, I'm going to need a book. So we got a book from the Augusta National. And the first thing that occurred to me was that there were several people who had won twice. And I thought, well, I'll put them in there. It started occurring to me how you do it. You put the people who had won twice and put certain majestic events like Saracen's Double Eagle and Hogan's Perfect Swing. You save the best for last, like Nicholas and Arnold Palmer and Bobby Jones. And then the rest of it was just basically describing where the tournament is held and what it's about. I had him a demo down there in a week, and I got a call asking me how much it would cost. I said, Paul, we'd probably do it with a string bed for probably $2,000, you know, a studio and mix it. And so they said, okay, let's go for it. So I finished it. And Frank hadn't heard the finished product yet even, so I finished it on Tuesday. Yeah, I finished it on Wednesday night and flew down Thursday morning, and I had a pass at the gate. I went in the CBS trucks with Frank Chukinian, where they got, it's a beautiful thing if you've never seen it, guys. It's like 50 or 60 cameras. Like, they just, you know, they cut to one, they cut back to another. I've never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he says, put this on. So they put it on. And it was the lyrical version, and he listened to the whole thing, and I love this, by the way, y'all. He puts his arm around me, and he said, play it again. They played it again. He looked at me, boy, with those eyes, you know, big piercing eyes, he says, you did good, son. You did really good.
Very cool.
And that night, that was Thursday night in 82, I believe, that night, Kirk Gowdy played the lyrical version to about 1.5 billion people. And it was more than I could comprehend. Jay, I think I told you this the other day. You asked me, like, what's the highest achievement or best thing that ever happened to you and whatever. And I think that's it. Because, you know, winning awards and writing hit records is one thing. But when you do something that, for a game that you love so much, it's lasted like 28 years. Every year, like you said, I hear those pom, 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 those three little notes. And
mm-hmm.
I know the Masters is on the way and it's springtime.
Well, it's springtime in the valley on Magnolia Lane.
Add just a little bit of the recorded vocal version of the Masters theme, Augusta, featuring our guest who's on the show with us live today, Dave Loggins. Dave, now you wrote that song. It's held up for over 20 years, but from last year to this year, you added some new lyrics to it.
I changed one line. I didn't have Tiger Woods in there, and I think Tiger Woods may be the very best golfer ever. Certainly he and Nicholson. The line is, and the spirit of a tiger that keeps it alive, I changed. It used to be Clifford Roberts who helped Bobby Jones build the course there. It's amazing how something just lasts. And you have no idea what that intangible thing is that just keeps it going. But I'm enjoying it, and I know that a lot of other people do, and hope all the people out in Golfland love this.
And I think I can speak for everybody out here in Golfland. We love that song by Dave Loggins. The song is called Augusta. There is a instrumental version that CBS has been playing since 1982, making it the longest-running sports theme in history. And the vocal version, we've been playing it on Tee to Green every Masters Sunday since 2006. Dave Loggins continues to be a part of Tee to Green. That was a little bit of the interview we did with him in 2009 when he appeared on the show. One thing, Debbie, that kind of bothers me, people remember Dave Loggins and Please Come to Boston. It was a great song, but they call him a one-hit wonder. He told me that when he hit stardom with Please Come to Boston, it was such a big song, his record label, his record company, wanted to turn him into a rock star. And he went on tour with Three Dog Night and Black Sabbath and REO Speedwagon and groups like that. And he said, Jay, that wasn't me. He said, I'm just a good old country boy from Tennessee, and I wanted to sing and play music. I didn't want to be a rock star. So he didn't really embrace superstardom as far as being a rock star. But what he did was went back to Tennessee. He wrote songs for other people. He had hit songs for Alabama, Three Dog Night, Kimmy Rogers, Wynonna, Ann Murray, as you mentioned, in Restless Heart. Some of the other artists who recorded Dave Loggins songs, Willie Nelson, Ray Charles, Joan Baez, Johnny Cash, Toby Keith, Smokey Robinson, Crystal Gayle, Don Williams, and Reba McEntire. Also, Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks, the first time I saw him in concert, he came out and did gosh knows how many encores. One of them, he just came out back on stage by himself with his guitar, sat down at the end of the stage, legs dangling down, and he sang a cappella, just with his guitar, actually, Please Come to Boston, which he said was one of his favorite songs ever. So Dave Loggins may have been, in some people's mind, a one-hit wonder, but he really wasn't. He was able to write some great songs for a lot of great artists who respected him as an artist.
Incredible career. And truly, the song Nobody Loves Me Like You Do with Ann Murray, those two won Vocal Duo of the Year at the CMA Awards in 1985. So if anything, he had two big hits where he was in there singing besides all the other amazing songs that he wrote. What a list of artists that he wrote songs for. It's just an incredible list.
Yeah, if you want to remember and honor Dave Loggins, donations can be made to the Alive Hospice, in Nashville, Tennessee. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Dave Loggins. Thanks for the music as well as the friendship. We here at Tee to Green will always be number one fans of the man from Tennessee. More of Tee to Green coming your way right after this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
It's the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Another hour just flying by here today on Tee to Green. Our thanks to Lita Lindley for joining us earlier in the show. My co-host Debbie O'Connell with Live Positive, Golf Positive has a big week ahead of her. You've got a big program starting, is it tomorrow, Deb?
Yes, it is. It's called Conquer Your Golf Mind. And we heard Lita Lindley talking about the importance of the mental game and the preparation. And I love talking about the mental game because, Jay, I had struggled with it. And I understand it as an LPGA teaching professional for 34 years. I've seen the struggles where people, you know, they look great on the range. They're playing some pretty good practice rounds. And then when the pressure's on or important situations come up, they're just not holding it together or just fall apart, you know, while they're playing a great round. So it's called Conquer Your Golf Mind. I would love to offer our listeners, they're such amazing, passionate golfers. If they're interested, they could go to Debbie-O'Connell.com. You'll see the link to Conquer Your Golf Mind there. Or text the word yes to 727-339-0106. I'll help you break through those mental obstacles. And here's what I'd like to offer everybody. Put in the coupon code CONQUER50 to get $50 off this already crazy low price of $97. So I'd love to meet some of you in the program. It would be really fun.
That number is 727-339-0106.
Yes. Text the word yes, and then CONQUER50 is the coupon code. And, Jay, I'm watching live scoring on the Open today. Billy Horschel just recently took the lead at -6. Three right behind him at -5, and then two more at -4. So it's going to be an exciting day at the Open today.
It's wide open going into the last round of the last major of the year, the last men's major anyway. And enjoy the action today on, who's got it? Is it CBS? No, it's not CBS. Oh, wow. Thanks again to Lita Lindley for being with us today on TD Green. Thanks, Deb. Thanks to Robert DeCozzi in Master Control. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.